funded. Using only these two assumptions, Section 2 logically infers the nature of time, space, and consciousness, as well as describes the basic properties, purpose, and mechanics of our reality. Additionally, Section 2 develops the concepts of the big computer, TBC, and the even bigger computer, EBC, as operational models of an aware digital consciousness. Our system, OS, is defined to be PMR, physical matter reality, our physical universe, plus the subset of NPMR, a specific part of non-physical matter reality, NPMR, that is interactive with PMR. Many of the concepts indicated in Section 2 are more fully explained in later sections. Book 2, Discovery, Section 3, develops the interface and interaction between we the people and our digital consciousness reality. It derives and explains the characteristics, origins, dynamics, and function of ego, love, free will, and our larger purpose. This section introduces us to the consciousness evolution fractal ecosystem of which we are part and explains how we can optimize our interaction within that system to actualize our full potential as an individuated consciousness. Additionally, Section 3 builds a bridge between your present assumptions about the physical and spiritual reality you think you live in, a reality limited by your cultural and personal beliefs, and my big picture theory of everything, my big Tao. The nature of a larger reality that exists beyond your physical perception is described in detail. Spirituality and love are technically defined as functions of entropy content within consciousness. Paranormal activity is given a theoretical basis as a normal part of a larger science. Finally, Section 3 develops the Psi Uncertainty Principle as it explains and interrelates Psi phenomena, free will, love, consciousness, evolution, physics, reality, human purpose, digital computation, and entropy. Book 2, Discovery, Section 4, describes an operational and functional model of consciousness that further develops the results of Section 3 and supports the conclusions of Section 5. The origins and nature of digital consciousness are described, along with how artificial intelligence, AI, as embodied in AI Guy, leads to artificial consciousness, which leads to actual consciousness and to us. The digital criteria, features, and limitations of our personal consciousness are explained and related to the larger digital reality. The part we play within the whole is derived as the physical universe is shown to be a local reality within a larger, multidimensional system of digital synergy. The concepts of physical and non-physical are shown to be relative to the observer and to carry no intrinsic significance of their own. Section 4 derives our physical universe, our science, and our perception of a physical reality. The mind-matter dichotomy is solved as both our physical reality and the larger reality are directly derived from a large but finite system of digital energy that evolves an organized content called consciousness. Chapter 73, Introduction to Section 5. In this section, those concepts serve as the necessary background required to produce a top-level understanding of PMR-NPMR interface dynamics. You will have to make most of the connections between the earlier section and this section on your own. If I were to point out all the places where concepts of previous sections are being applied, it would add so many references to Section 5 you would have difficulty staying focused. In Section 5, we will regress to a more PMR-centric view that should be more familiar and less abstract, develop a description of OS reality mechanics, and afterward, explore some of its more interesting ramifications. This section will begin by reviewing, from a more analytic perspective, some of what we have previously learned. This conceptual review will set the stage for a challenging exposition of the fundamental process of the larger reality. Section 5 will be a little more buttoned down and logically formal, a little more technical and precise, but don't let that put you off. After the heavy brain work is done, formulating the fundamentals of NPMR mechanics, we will have some fun exploring some of the cooler ramifications. The following 12 chapters, which deliver the content of Section 5, are a subset of my observations relevant to describing the mechanics of the larger reality in which we all exist. They are carefully constructed from my experience in